Hello, doctors. This is Dr. Baliga. This podcast belongs to a group of 11 podcasts on asthma, derived from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. Christopher H. Fanta, MD, who is the director of the Partners Asthma Center, a collaboration of allergists and pulmonologists at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Mass General Hospitals and affiliated community hospitals in the Boston area. He's a member of the Pulmonary and Critical Care Division at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and a full professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. He is the co-author of the Harvard Medical School Guide to Take Control of Asthma, published by Simon & Schuster in 2004, and the Asthma Educator's Handbook, published by McGraw-Hill in 2007. After listening to this series of podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation on the topic of bronchial asthma. Multiple choice question. Persons with exercise-induced asthma, A, find it easier to exercise when the air is cold and dry. B, have bronchial hyperresponsiveness, example to methacholine. C, experience a second wind with continued exercise, and D, are more likely to outgrow their asthma. And the answer is B, have bronchial hyperresponsiveness, for example, to methacholine. Persons with exercise-induced asthma have asthma that is typically and in some cases exclusively provoked by exercise. Like other persons with asthma, they have a demonstrable non-specific bronchial hyperresponsiveness, not exclusive to exercise. The bronchoconstriction brought on by exercise is made worse when the inhaled air is cold and dry. When a person with asthma develops exercise-induced bronchoconstriction, continued exercise does not reverse airflow obstruction and provide a second wind. Exercise-induced bronchoconstriction is a feature of virtually all persons with asthma and does not predict spontaneous disease remission as one grows older. This podcast was derived from an outstanding chapter on asthma authored by Dr. Chris Fanta, MD, who is a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, and he's the director of the Partners Asthma Center, a collaboration of allergists and pulmonologists at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and the Mass General Hospital and the affiliated community hospitals in the Boston area. He's the co-author of the Harvard Medical School Guide in Taking Control of Asthma and the Asthma Educator's Handbook. This chapter was derived from Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After listening to the 11 podcasts on this topic, the listener should have a solid foundation in asthma.